And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of November 2017. It was on this day in 1558, Queen Elizabeth I ascended to the English throne, the daughter of Henry VIII. He had broken with the Catholic Church to divorce his first wife and marry Anne Boleyn, who gave birth to Elizabeth, whereupon Henry VIII had Anne Boleyn beheaded and declared Elizabeth an illegitimate child. So when Henry died, Elizabeth's half-sister Mary Tudor came to power. She tried to turn England back into a Catholic country, but she died just 5 years after she became queen, and Elizabeth took the throne. 1558, on this day, she was 25 years old. She restored England to Protestantism, but against the wishes of militant Protestants who wanted her to seek out secret Catholics and prosecute them, Elizabeth said she was not going to police anyone's private beliefs. And what was more important for us, Elizabeth eased the restrictions on the legal operation of theaters, so there was a whole new career for writers Marlowe and Ben Jonson and William Shakespeare. And it was a time of relative peace and prosperity, so people had the luxury to read books and go to the theater. Elizabeth reigned for 45 years. And near the end of her reign, she said to her subjects, "Though you have had and may have many mightier and wiser princes sitting in this seat, yet you never had nor shall have any that will love you better." It was on this day, 1973, President Richard Nixon spoke to a group of managing editors, Associated Press convention, and said the word, "I am not a crook." He was referring to questions of whether he had underpaid his income taxes, but he also got questions about the Watergate break-in. He denied any knowledge of the break-in and said publicly that his former Attorney General John Mitchell had told him nothing about the break-in or the cover-up, which was later proved to be untrue. And by the following summer, the House Judiciary Committee had approved articles of impeachment. And it's the birthday of the novelist and historian Shelby Foote, Greenville, Mississippi, 1916. He'd published several novels when, in 1952, an editor asked him to write a history of the Civil War, and Foote set about doing it, thinking it'd take him 4 years. It took him 20 years, three volumes, about 1.5 million words. Shelby Foote said that writing a history of the war was like swallowing a cannonball. Here's a poem by Connie Wanick entitled "Audience." How kind people are, how few in the crowd truly hope the tightrope will break. Rare is the man who will shoot the Pope or throw his shoe at a liar, though joining in, that's natural. An audience of St. Paul's sparrows is easily bored, easily frightened, one blasphemy, and off they fly. Even a polite dog will snore through reprimands, though he'll rouse to follow the refreshments with a calculating eye. But people, especially Minnesotans, pull their sleeves over their watches and want to find a way to like you. If they can sit through winter's sermons, they can sit through you. "Audience," a poem by Connie Wanick from Rival Gardens, published by University of Nebraska Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.